Ally Stark is the founder and life coach with Ally Stark Wellness. She is the founder of Noria. She is working to awaken a new era of leaders and humans. Welcome to the show, Ally.
Thanks, George, for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
Yeah, I was appreciating this as the initial question about my personal life. So from a personal perspective, I'm someone who's really committed to growth and learning. And this was coming up specifically because I'm currently 6 months pregnant. And I've been noticing that I've been feeling a little bit restless lately. And I think that that's very much connected to, I'm someone who really likes novelty and new experiences and being curious and adventuring and being out in the world. And I'm having a bit of a paradoxical moment where my mind wants me to do that, but my body isn't really having it. So that's just been something I've been exploring. So I'm answering the question from a very present moment, but you know, my personal life is I'm someone that's really committed to learning, to expanding my mind and consciousness, to seeing new places in the world and meeting new people. I'm someone who loves to delight in arts and culture. I like to intake beauty and be a part of what makes for a more beautiful world. And how that connects to my work is that I support other people in doing the same thing. So I've worked as, it's had many iterations, but it's gone from a health and wellness coach to a life coach to a leadership coach and a business owner for the last 20 years. And I support individuals and organizations in a myriad of different ways of stepping or shifting into greater alignment, which can mean, you know, many, many things depending upon who you are and where you're at in your life.
I love it. And congratulations on the pending baby.
Thank you.
I don't know that anybody's ever referred to being pregnant as a pending baby or not, but
that's okay. I'm not precious about it. It can be a pending baby.
A pending baby. And I liked how you said that you were exploring your desire to be adventurous and experiential with the what I would perceive to be a limitation that baby is putting on you. So the exploration.
Yeah, well, I think, George, the funny thing about it is like you're embarking on what I imagine, this is only hearsay, it's not a lived experience yet, but what I imagine to be one of the most novel, new, like mind-bending and expanding experiences that I'm going to have. And you have this period, or at least in my own experience, there's this period of stillness that's showing up prior to it. And so, yeah, there's just this like having to sit in it a little bit, which I've been wrestling with, I think, as it happens.
Will this be your first child?
It is my first child. Yeah.
Well, it's super exciting. And thanks. I think that all joking aside, I think that that's a perfect way to sum it all up. I don't have any lived experience of carrying a child, but I am a dad to three of them. So just observing my wife go through that journey and stillness and sitting in it and exploration, I think that those are wonderful and appropriate words for it. So
thank you.
Yeah, that's super exciting. All right. So wanting to appreciating beauty in the world and wanting to add to it and foster it and help people to become better leaders and better human beings.
It's a small mission, you know?
Is that frustrating work? Is it rewarding work? Is it both?
I don't find it frustrating. I think that you could talk to some coaches, you know, a point of frustration that I think can show up sometimes in the coaching dynamic is when people are really having a difficult time changing. Which is true for everyone, you know, our ability to shift and change, stuckness shows up at different points, typically in our change cycle, right? And we have patterns and themes that arise where there's fear, et cetera. I feel like it can be frustrating if you are potentially overly taking responsibility for where your client is at or where the organization is at in its cycle of transformation. I try my best to take the approach of really standing shoulder to shoulder with my clients and allowing their process of transformation to unfold. And I think that so much of, you know, our current culture is like a fast fix, right? We want a three-step process that helps us get through XYZ that we're dealing with. And in my experience, just personally and professionally, change takes time. And it depends on what it is that you are transmuting or alchemizing. So some stuff can be very quick and some stuff can be very fast. So I generally don't find it frustrating because I'm just along for the ride with people and really there to be a witness and an observer and a compassionate person that reflects stuff back. And generally, I find it really exciting. I'm always so amazed that your clientele, or at least kind of in my career, my clientele oftentimes matches something that I'm going through in my own life. So much of the work is this mirrored reflection of my own growth and my own change. And that keeps it really interesting. I mean, the human psyche is endlessly fascinating. And as my personal and professional development goes on, I get more and more interested in the body and what the body is telling us. So I don't really get that bored or frustrated. It's always changing.
It is dynamic for sure. And it is interesting, right? We're going through our own change. And then we see that in the lives of the people that we're have some kind of influence over, be it our kids or our friends or our spouse or our clients. So I think it's fascinating as well. And being along for the ride and being shoulder to shoulder is probably also a wonderful microcosm for parenting as well. But we probably don't need to go down that road. So we'll circle back on that one in a couple of years.
Okay, that sounds great.
How does it? I'm interested in hearing about the process that you take individuals through, but how does that work for an organization?
Great question. So maybe I'll start by sharing a little bit about the process that I take individuals through and then how it gets applied to an organization, because it is slightly different. So I do have a process. I like to tell people that it's nonlinear and it looks different for every person because each person is very unique and individual. And if I was to apply a certain specific framework, it just doesn't work like that. So there's three parts. The first part is to unlearn. So what shows up in that space is a lot of limiting beliefs or narratives, stories that we tell about ourselves, societal conditioning and belief. So we do a lot of unpacking. If we were to look at that, just because we're talking a little bit about a change model, if we were to look at that from a change model perspective, that's really this awareness growing stage. And it's the process of growing your awareness and contemplating some of that awareness. And oftentimes that's where therapy can sort of stop. And so I think that's when coaching comes in. And the second part of the process is awakening. I like to call this the messy middle. We're throwing a lot of spaghetti on the wall. We're seeing what sticks. It's what makes you feel vibrant and alive. Let's return to when you were a child. Let's examine possibilities that you really always thought were out of your reach. So, you know, whether we call it throwing spaghetti on the wall, seeing what sticks, I have a coach on my team who says it's like walking someone out into the woods naked, but we're holding their hand. You know, it's really this like provocative, very open-ended, very creative part of the coaching process. And I like that it gets messy. I think that we're supposed to kind of get in the muck a little bit for a while. And then the final part of the process, and again, it never looks like this. It's not in a straight line, but is aligning. And so what we do then is we take people's external factors in their life. So maybe they're looking for a career change or leadership tools, or they're growing or expanding a business or entering and exiting a relationship. We're really aligning those external things with that inner awakening. So from an organizational perspective, if I'm working with them in more of a facilitative, you know, one-off or a couple of on-sites, oftentimes we're just working in one phase of that process, right? So it's a lot of the ideation and co-creation, et cetera. And we're really just starting a conversation and then handing it off to the leaders of the organization to then create the internal handbook or the value system or whatever else it is. But so often in the facilitative space, it's about like creating the container for them to feel really comfortable to get messy and to have dynamic, oftentimes difficult conversations. So it's more focused on one segment or one section. And then I would say, that being said, I have a second business where we have an online course called Shift the Way You Lead. And that's an extended individual course that has a live component. And you really are being walked through those phases as a leader, learning about self-awareness and self-regulation, right? So that's that unlearning part. The awakening part is really understanding how to have dynamic one-on-one conversations, transform environments, build a culture of belonging. And then you go all the way into meaning and purpose. And I think that so much of that final alignment phase is, what makes me feel alive and how is it of service to the world around me? So what I love about processes is you can articulate them really clearly, and they're able to be adaptable and flexible depending upon the audience and who I'm working with.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't even know that I wish that a process like that would be linear. Like, you just go one thing and then it's next and next and next, and I'm all done with that one. It makes sense that it's sort of all moving at the same time, because we're always changing, and our preferences and our learning and everything else.
Yes. And for our Noria course, the Shift the Way You Lead course, we have an actual framework. The framework is WATER. And each of the words, it's an acronym, right? So each of the words stands for a phase in development. And what I can say is, any framework or process that I tend to use is an inside out process. So it always starts from this really deep space of understanding who you are, how you experience the world around you, what holds you back, where your nervous system is getting dysregulated. I feel like as my career has evolved, that's almost the thing I care about the most. Your thoughts to me are sort of like, cool, like, we're not going to spend a lot of time here. It's really like, how does your nervous system feel? What's your body awareness? When are you getting dysregulated? When do you tap into a regulated state? So it's always this process of moving from the inside out. And then there are tools and skills that help support you in creating dynamic relationships with others.
What is it about the dysregulation that is so interesting to you?
I think that we overcomplicate things, and that our nervous system is truly the wisest tool that we have. So what's so amazing to me about our nervous system is pre-programmed, like in our genetic development. It comes with all of this inherited intergenerational stuff that's taking place, right? So where the mom and dad come from, whether it's religious or cultural or gender backgrounds, how the baby is in the womb, the foods that are eaten by the mom, all of that sort of stuff. And then you're sort of immediately dropped onto planet Earth, this spinning orb in the galaxies, and it's impacted right away, right? You know, how are you attaching to your parents? What kind of care are you receiving? What's the physical environment, the air quality that you're being dropped into? All of those things are formulating your nervous system. However, it's not fixed. You actually have the power, using breath, self-awareness, mindfulness, and regulation tools, to transform the way your nervous system reacts and responds to things. And I never think it's about not getting dysregulated. Like, we live in a crazy place, you're going to get stressed out. But I always think that, you know, the goal is, can we shorten the time between dysregulation and regulation? And so I think it's so amazing, because we live in a highly intellectualized culture that really honors our brains. And I think our nervous system is the wisest thing that exists. So sometimes I'll work with clients who are dating, and a lot of it is like, let's just zone out all the thoughts that you have about your future iteration of life with this person, whatever story you're telling. How did your body feel when you're around them? And how can we separate out excitement from a state of dysregulation? How can we actually grow into understanding how your body is responding to this person's energy? I just think energy is what makes the world go round, and our nervous system is what helps to teach us about energy that feels good and not so good. How's your nervous system feeling with me right now, George?
I liked you immediately when you came into our call. So I'm still enjoying our time together. So my body feels a certain way, and that is due to energy. But I was just, how am I sussing out my nervous system versus my feeling? Or it's both.
They're a little bit interconnected. So, you know, what I would have someone do is, you know, take a beat, take a few breaths, slow themselves down, and really say, what am I feeling in my body right now? So my heart is beating really fast, or my stomach is contracted, or my shoulders are tense, or it can be the opposite. I feel really open and calm. My breathing is at like a really rhythmic pace, right? So I would sort of start with the body. That's the nervous system. Then we can attach feelings to it. Okay, so if your stomach is feeling contracted, can you share a little bit about what's coming up? And then, of course, we get into the, I just heard this beautiful quote the other day. We get into this question of like the why, right? And the quote that I heard, it was by Elizabeth Gilbert, which I don't know if it's her quote, but it was, why is not a spiritual question and it doesn't give you spiritual answers. And so her response was more of ask how. And so it's what we want to do is we want to kind of analyze the feeling, right? Why am I feeling this? Where is it coming from? And I'm not even convinced that it matters sometimes. I think that what matters is I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling. I'm going to trust the feeling. How do I get back into a regulated state so I can see this more clearly? Because when we're dysregulated, that's when we do crazy crap. That's when we're like reactive and say things that we regret, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Why is not a spiritual question? I came upon the in the process of thinking about self-management and being a good self-manager and self-awareness, that when I'm asking like, why did I do that? It's very accusatory versus what were the circumstances that led to that? And, you know, what went well? What could I have done differently versus why are you such a moron, George?
Yeah. And I think, I'm just like, oh, George, we have to work on that little voice inside of you that goes to, why are you such a moron?
It's because of my conditioning. I'm just kidding.
Okay, good. Okay, good. But I do think a lot of people go to that place.
For sure.
And I think that a lot of us also want to understand. Yeah, we just want to make sense of the world around us. And sometimes that's helpful. And I oftentimes feel like actually growing your capacity to be with uncertainty. I mean, let's circle this back to the beginning of my introduction of just like, I could sit here and analyze, you know, till night falls about why am I feeling restless right now? And I don't think I'm going to come up with any magnificent answers or analytics of understanding. I think that actually just how do I want to be with the restlessness? How do I want to be with my body when it feels dysregulated? How do I want to be with my thoughts when they call myself a moron? Is a much more expansive and kind way to be with ourselves. And we have to sit in those spaces of just not knowing a lot of the time.
How do I want to be? I think that is the foundational question, or it's a foundational question right there. As so many of us, and this was certainly me, struggling with just life and modern living and the chaos and the enormity of it and the frustrations of it and da, 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 da. And how do I want to be? Start by asking that question. I get to choose that. I get to choose if I want to be a happy person or content or aggressive or angry. I'm choosing all of this. But then I need, this is just me. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that we need a guide or a framework for unpacking and exploring that, starting with that question and understanding that I have the ability and the power to choose and to decide how I want to be and how I want to think and feel, but then getting some guidance and some nudges or some direction on, okay, now what?
Well, and we all need that guidance. You know, it's so much of it is, how do I want to be in relationship with what's happening right now in this moment? Because it's one of the few things you have choice and control over. And I'm so imperfect at that. I'm excellent at guiding people in that space. But of course, there's regular moments throughout my day where it would be so nice to have like a little pocket coach or whatnot, you know, who steps up and is like, how do you want to be with that, Allie? You know, I think that we need constant reminders, because it's almost easier until you have enough practice with it to choose being grumpy about something, being curmudgeonly about something, turning toward, like, our brains, and specifically like our culture has wired us to create neural pathways that go in that direction. So really being in the act of choosing, I'm going to get curious. That's how I want to, that's actually my answer of how I want to be about everything. I want to be curious, right? Like, oh, I'm feeling X. I want to get curious about that. I don't need to understand why. I just want to, like, huh, how do I want to be with this? Curiosity, open-mindedness, you know, a little like deer in the headlighty, kind of like, I wonder what's going to happen. We're going to see. And I think that that takes a lot of practice and self-compassion and self-kindness, because it is this like revealing kind of mystical process, and we just want answers. It's like, if I'm grumpy, then I have an answer to this. And I can just say, I had a really bad day, and that's the mood that I'm going to be in. So, I mean, there's so many ways that we can go with this, but yes, I think we all need guides and support systems that kind of help us through these moments.
Yeah. and it's possible. You help people do it all the time. You're helping people to make that decision, and then to equip them to actually take actions or think thoughts to bring themselves to that place that they want to be.
Yes.
I love it. Well, Allie, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more, and how can they engage in this process we've been talking about with you?
I offer two ways that you can find me. So one is through my coaching and consulting practice, which is alliestarkwellness.com, AlliEstark, and then the word wellness.com. And that's for more individual bespoke support. And it's for a gamut. So it's life coaching, leadership coaching, entrepreneurial coaching, et cetera. We have a team that can kind of handle it all. And then Nouria is my online learning platform that has a course, group coaching, a community for a new era of living and leading. And that's Hello Nouria. Nouria is spelled Nouria.com. And you can find all kinds of information about courses, coaching, et cetera, through there. And just thank you for the opportunity to ask some of these questions today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I am grateful for your time. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Allie your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to AllieStarkWellness.com. Check out everything Allie is working on, and then check out Hello Nouria, HelloNouria.com as well. Thanks again, Allie.
Thanks, George.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.